This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A new one for me. You see? You see the world we're living
I'll
in?
Next week.
Okay. We're not moving on. We're not moving on until I find the quote.
We could be here a long time.
No, we're not going to be here a long time.
Okay. Oh, Google it seriously. Like Sam Harris.
Nuclear first strike. Here. Look. Let's go to the video.
Then we'll freeze in the first.
Sam Harris.
Skip, click, skip. Click, skip here.
Sam Harris had written in one of his books that we should nuke the Muslims.
No, he never said that. I know, I've got all these books. He's even more mistaken than you guys.
Yeah?
Jesus came to the world to die.
Suicide mission.
Doesn't make sense.
Nothing religion says particularly makes sense, but it makes even less sense to most.
Do you have a Quran? Do you have a Quran? Did you read it? Oh, okay.
I've read bits and pieces. I've seen a lot of quotes.
Because these quotes, they take some quotes and they take it out of context. For example, the testimony of the woman. I mean, for half of the men.
Guys, can someone find a quote for me? The nuclear first strike on Muslims.
This is
Sam Harris.
I'm
the nuclear.
This is not all the time. This is
first
a certain transaction.
Strike.
And a trade transaction. But this is not all the time. Because you will find in the Quran as well, saying to the woman that her testimony is exactly the same as the testimony of the man. So it's not all the time something which is we will say
how
in Sharia law.
Does a man divorce a woman in Islam?
The man divorce a woman either by himself divorce.
No.
Yeah? And then as well, if she requests her divorce as well.
From that, he says maybe nuclear first strike.
Okay, here it is.
It's in his book.
Which book is this?
End of faith, or something like that.
If history is any guide, we will not be sure about where the offending warheads are or what their state of readiness is, and so we will be unable to rely on targeted conventional weapons to destroy them. In such a situation, the only thing likely to ensure our survival may be a nuclear first strike of our own. Needless to say, this would be an unthinkable crime, as it would kill tens of millions of innocent civilians in a single day. But it may be the only course of action available to us, given what Islamists believe.
Yeah, what is
Sam Harris.
Do you know what he said on the video? He's saying
basically... Wait. Okay, wait. Ali, calm down, man. Yeah. If we read the quote, Sam Harris said that we should do a nuclear first strike on the Muslim world to prevent the Islamists taking over the world. Okay. And although it may kill tens of millions of people, not thousands, tens of millions, so he's okay with that. Tens of million people, but that will protect us. That will guarantee our survival, our protection. So
I need to read that quote again. But
okay, if it's
on
true.
On face value,
survival of the fittest,
that sounds like a terrible thing to say, I agree.
Right, so this is now survival of the fittest in action. Okay, so, be honest about this. Greg, be, yeah, yeah. Wait, guys.
Quiet.
No, he should, but of course. And I'll be honest about it. If I wrote something like that in one of my books, even vaguely, what do you think would happen to me? Nothing. Nothing. I can show you examples where people have not even sneezed. Forget about saying something. They haven't even sneezed. They end up in Belmarsh, they end up in Guantanamo Bay. Sometimes they kicked off the plane for saying Alhamdulillah. You know, when we sneeze, we say praise to God in Arabic. And when you say that in the plane, in the wrong plane, by the way, full of, amazingly, most of these planes, it doesn't happen in the Emirates flight going to Dubai. It doesn't happen because Emirates is run by a Muslim, mostly, you know, Muslim. But if it's a flight like, let's say, Pacific, American Airlines, or one of the European airlines, it happens. If you say Alhamdulillah, you will be kicked out. Try it. You want to try it? Next time you fly.
Given the prevalence of terror in the world today,
Terror of who?
Terror by Islamists against the Western.
Okay. When you say Islamists, who do you mean?
People who profess to represent Islam.
Are they evil? Are they wrong?
They're evil and they're wrong.
Based upon what? What do you mean by wrong? Okay, exactly. You're going to come back to community. This is why, with an honest atheist, you cannot give me a set definition of morality as an atheist. You can't.
Morality is what we as a society create.
And I've told you it's flawed.
It's imperfect.
No, I'm not saying it's imperfect. I'm saying it's destructive. Mark my words. I'm not saying it's imperfect. That's a polite way of putting it. I'm saying it's destructive to put it as it is.
If instead we throw away any concept that we are able to make our own laws and rely solely...
Why don't we look at laws that work? Why don't we look at laws that work?
Allegedly that come from some mythical god or creature beyond our ken.
Put God aside. Put God aside for a second. Wait. Let's say God, for argument's sake, God doesn't exist. For argument's sake, as an atheist, as an honest atheist, you want the best for humanity. I agree with that. Okay. And I would agree with that. And for that, we need to look at different legal systems in different times and different places and see which one worked the best. Put God aside for a second and see which one worked the best. Which one enabled humanity to coexist, live in peace, and make progress in due course. Okay, when we look at all of these legal systems, we come to realize throughout, let's say for the last 1,000 years, okay, when you look at the history of Islam and Muslim societies, you will see Jews there, you will see Christians there, you will see Muslims there, living side by side together, studying, teaching in universities, going to hospitals as doctors, as physicians, and they're working as philosophers.
Wait. What I observe now is I see Muslims fleeing Muslim lands.
What you are observing now is the doing of colonial powers. It is the doing of colonial powers. Okay, wait. Muslims.
The fact that Muslims are fighting.
When does our history start?
Or in Syria.
When does our history start?
634.
Thank you very much. It starts in the 7th century. It doesn't start in the 1990s, since the bombing's going off, right? Kamikazes were there before us. Tamil Tigers have been doing it for a long time. Maoist rebels in India have been doing it. FARC rebels in Colombia have been doing it. So we are not the only victims, or we're not the only culprits here.
Most of the turmoil in the Middle East is done by Muslims on other Muslims, right? Yes, Muslims are the biggest problem.
Wait. As you already acknowledge, our history starts in the 7th century. So why don't we start from our history and start seeing how we live throughout history, and what changed suddenly in the Muslim lands? What happened? Suddenly there was a change. There's a war in Iraq, there's a war in Syria, there's a war in Yemen, there's a war in Libya. What happened? What happened? So let's go to the causes. And when you honestly study the causes, you will come to realize that it is not our doing. We don't want that for the world. We as Muslims, we want peace, we want harmony, we want love, we want compassion to rule. We don't want destruction, terror, and cruelty to rule. So what's happening in the world is not our doing. And what has been happening in the world is also not our doing.
He knows,
no.
But he don't want to admit it.
No. It's not a, is ISIS, a better question would be, is ISIS a creation of Islam? The answer is no. Who created ISIS? Who created ISIS? Who created ISIS? The American invasion. The American invasion. That's the answer. Nice talking to you, Greg.
Where was ISIS? Quote the Quran and they throw people off.
ISIS doesn't only quote the Quran. J. Smith quotes the Quran. And he quotes it. He quotes it no different to ISIS. Yeah.
And he like ISIS.
Yeah. Are you a mathematician yourself? Because I'm a mathematician. I do PhD.
Very good.
So Greg, nice talking to you. Thank you so much. Whose mic is this? Yeah. Greg, this is a must read.
Howard Zinn.
Howard Zinn, United in the History.
I'm still a student.
I'm still learning.
We're all students.
Very nice talking to you, by the way. Yeah. No hard feelings.